Dentistry is inherently behind the trend in medical and other business, and procurement is not obscure to business itself, it's just new to dentistry.
Most people don't realize it, but like around Thanksgiving, the turkeys, they give them away. The grocery stores don't make money on turkeys, and that's how everybody goes, no, this is this much a pound, it's this much a pound. And so you get this really cheap turkey, and the grocery store actually loses money on it. However, everything else, the prices are increased. The ones that you're not looking at, you're not thinking about. So mayonnaise goes up. Stuffing goes up, all the steak prices, all the prices go up. So what they do is they lower the price of the turkey, increase the prices of everything else. They end up making way more money during that time, and they get you, the bait on the hook is the turkey, because that's what you care about. Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Theory. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. And today I have Anita Black. She is the director of partnerships at Method USA, and you're going to love her dental story, how she got in the dental industry as a teenager, started as cleaning a dentist's house and then getting in to clean their office, and has worked all the way up to now she's in procurement. And she shared with me how she's saving people up to 30% on their supply bills. And it's pretty interesting the way her software works. And we get into the nitty gritty, and she actually answers a lot of hard questions that I promise you that will bring some value to your practices if you haven't thought through this before. So you're going to want to stay tuned for this one. All right, Anita. So why don't you tell me how you got into the dental industry?
So I started out really young. I was 17 years old, and I was cleaning for my neighbor who his wife had like 5 kids. And she gave me rave reviews, and he was a dentist. So he was like, hey, why don't you come over and like clean my office? So sure, I'll come clean your office. And so I started out as like the sterilization specialist. And at 17 years old, I was a junior in high school, started doing like a work release program. And I fell in love with it, even like doing sterilization. I loved just the working with patients and the professionalism of all of it. And I'm like a see a need, fill a need type of person. So I noticed the assistants were super busy. It's after school. There's tons of kids coming in. So I would offer, hey, do you want me to clean your room? Will you show me what you need me to do? And they loved that. And then they had me setting up for them. And I just really worked my way into becoming a dental assistant, which I used to put myself through college. And then, once I was full-time as a dental assistant, I was like tired of waiting for them to verify insurance or come in and present treatment so we could get this root canal started and you know, doing informed consent. So I just see a need, fill a need, and started learning and asking questions to get more educated and trained up to do anything I could in the dental office to make things easier for everyone and make more production. Because obviously, our whole goal is to do more and better dentistry. So that was kind of where I got started. And from there, I fell in love with the business side of dentistry and just couldn't get away from it. I took a brief stint at being a mother, but I got bored. Didn't want to stay home. So
wasn't being a mom wasn't hard enough for you?
Not that it wasn't hard. It just wasn't as challenging in like talking to people. Well, not challenging, but like I'm very social. Anybody that knows me knows I won't shut up. So I just wanted that social interaction with people. And so I started working back at the dental office that I'd started at for years and just did, you know, like one day a week and then kind of transitioned into more hours and that kind of thing. So
that's awesome. How did you get into procurement then? Like, how did that ducktail into what you're doing now?
Yeah, that's a good question because it's so different. Dentistry is inherently behind the trend in medical and other business. And procurement is not obscure to business itself. It's just new to dentistry. And with the growing DSO space and businesses becoming more data and bottom line driven, procurement's a need. And I really liked working for a data and analytics company that kind of, I kind of transitioned from general dentistry over to working in corporate data and analytics, which I absolutely loved. And then it was time to make a change. You can't work at a startup for too long. You got to like make that jump. And this kind of fell in my lap. I was really excited to get involved in a new space, but stay in dentistry because I do love that dentistry. Like you get that itch, you can't leave. And so, when the opportunity arised, I thought, yeah, you know what, this is something that I want to do, and made the jump. And I've loved it. It's been really fun. Method is a fairly small company. We have about 20 to 30 employees, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of like the Wild West of, okay, what do we need to do now? Let's guess. And I mean, that sounds bad. We're not guessing, but procurement itself is known in our product. Like the people who created Method were procurement specialists and experts. But as far as like the startup world and getting things rolling in dentistry in procurement, it's been like, you know, let's try this. Let's see if this will work. This has worked in other industries. Let's try it in dental, and dental's different. So sometimes it doesn't work and other times it does. So
hey, happy new year. And thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got something really, really important to share with you that's going to bring massive impact to your practice. So every year, things change in your market. Every single year, people move, incomes change, populations change, and it's really important that you stay up to date with that. And one of the things that we offer to all of our customers, and we want to offer it to all of our listeners completely for free, is mapping out your new patients. So we're not going to only show you where your new patients are coming from on a map, just like this above, but we're also going to show you the income areas that they're coming from, the different pockets of income, as well as the populations to make sure that you have supporting areas to where you can attract more new patients. And lastly, we're going to map out all of your competition for you for free. This is 100% for free, no obligation. And we're really excited to share this with all of our listeners. So all you have to do is go to maps.smcnational.com, and it's first come, first serve. We're not going to offer this forever. So if you want to get this, get in now, get all your new patients mapped out for the new year. We're looking forward to talking to you soon. Thanks.
All right. So Anita, what would you say like is the biggest brick wall right now in procurement that dentists just don't understand?
A lot of times they're like, what we've been doing works. But people often say great is good, and it works good enough. And yeah, ordering is good enough, but with your rising costs and overhead, how are you going to battle that? Like, do you want to see one more patient every day, every week? No, not really. Do you want to have to like take home less money? No, not really. So how are you going to do that? And one of those things is understanding where those margins are. And if you've been ordering from one rep, one company forever, you probably don't know what the market rate is. Maybe back at the time when you opened your practice, they were giving you the best price, but it just happens they don't have the ability to check every single account, every single month, every single order. And so staying on top of it is great. And procurement is the way to do that, using an e-procurement tool that will help show you what's going on in the marketplace, what all those different prices are, and finding the best place to purchase from that makes most sense to your practice. Now, maybe it is purchasing from that one supplier because they service your equipment, or, you know, you've got different contracts with them. Great. But sometimes there's other places to find the goods, and it makes sense to cut those costs and still have the items and specific products that you want anyway. So,
Yeah. So let's pretend I'm a dentist, right? And I've just been working with one rep for a long time. What is the percentage of saving that I could potentially be looking at to work with somebody like you guys?
So we're seeing across the board, anywhere from 13 to 30%. Now that we've got historical data on practices using our software for, you know, several years, we are seeing that across the board. We do work with GPOs exclusively as well. So some of those customers are seeing that higher percentage, but in doing the research and capturing those case studies, it's actually really exciting to see the true value of what we're bringing to dentistry and how we're going to help them save money so they can do things like spend more in marketing and gain more new patients or gain more new treatment of what they want to be doing. And the only way to do that is to find ways to cut costs and plug it back into their business. So it's a great way to kind of bring that overall profitability, even though procurement isn't really exciting or sexy, if you will. It's still a way to get that added benefit that they're obviously looking for in EBITDA.
Got it. And so help me because I'm pretty ignorant of this subject. So you say we'll save them 30%. 30% of what? Like what number, like what's the average office spend on supplies?
So the average metric should be anywhere from 4 to 6% of their previous month's collections. Some practices like to pull it off production, but however you look, production collections, it should be anywhere from 4 to 6%. But that's not always happening. And the reason it's not always happening is they're not tracking it. You know, it's something that it's really hard to see. Maybe they're ordering from several different suppliers. And so having all of that data pulled into one place, if they are tracking it, it's lagging data and they're not seeing it in real time to maybe, you know, prevent some mistakes in real time. And so if they have the ability to see it with the budgets they're creating and be able to keep track of it, what we see that's just a normal human nature is if they're tracking it and focusing on it, they're going to make it less and less. So then once they set, you know, like restrictions or, you know, standard operating procedures in purchasing, and they want their team to stay within a certain percent or a certain budget, now we see even more savings and even more success in using the tool.
That's so cool. And then, okay, so if I'm, you know, $100,000 a month office, mm-hmm. and I'm spending $4,000 to $6,000, 30% is a lot. That's $1,200 a month, roughly 12, maybe more, 1500. And then that adds up over the year. That's tens of thousands of dollars. Now, if I have multiple offices, that really starts to add up. How does someone know, like, what are the signs that, you know what, you should really look into this because you might be able to save a boatload of money every single month?
Couple of those key identifiers are they're only purchasing the majority of their supplies from one supplier. They're not comparing. So there's a thing called an outlier where they've got, you know, several items that are going to be cheaper, but then their loss leader is going to be higher than others. And so in being able to capture all of those where they've got savings at this supplier and savings at this supplier with two different products, but I need both those products. Now I have the ability to capture that all in one place and select those items and check out in one, all in one same like operating procedure.
It's so interesting because everybody uses the loss leader technique. Most people don't realize it, but like around Thanksgiving, the turkeys, they give them away. The grocery stores don't make money on turkeys. And that's how everybody goes, no, this is this much a pound. It's this much a pound. And so you get this really cheap turkey and the grocery store actually loses money on it. However, everything else, the prices are increased. The ones that you're not looking at, you're not thinking about. So mayonnaise goes up, stuffing goes up, all the steak prices, all the prices go up. So what they do is they lower the price of the turkey, increase the prices of everything else. They end up making way more money during that time. And they get you, the bait on the hook is the turkey because that's what you care about. In dental, there's certain things that people really care about because they use a lot of them. So these suppliers will provide whatever the product is, gloves or whatever, for really, really, really cheap to get you to come in and like, oh, all your prices must be cheap. But then they'll hike up your other prices. Is that what I'm hearing? And do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, Gary, I am very impressed with your knowledge of procurement and supplies. You're absolutely right. And the method gives you the ability to see all those loss leaders and capture all of them in one place. So now you're getting the loss leader from
You can get the turkey best price from one place and then you can go, because we don't like to do that with grocery shopping, right? I don't want to go to over here to get the turkey and over here to get the steak and over here to get the mayonnaise and over here to get the stuffing and over here to get the dessert. It's too much work, right? It's a lot of work to do that. But with online now, imagine if I could go to all my favorite grocery stores and get all the cheapest prices for the best products all delivered right to me. So that's what your product really helps us do, right?
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're hired.
It only took me about 15 minutes to get there, but this is really, really, that's really, really cool. So you help them identify that. So you're helping these offices like, hey, here's what you're paying for everything. That's the first step, right? Here's what you're currently paying for everything. And here's where you can save a bunch of money by using different people for different products.
Exactly.
How do the suppliers feel about you?
That's a good question.
Do they love you because you're driving more business to them? Do they hate you because you're taking business away from them?
Well, it depends on who the supplier is. But the benefit is We're making it so you don't have to do as much work in the front end to get the business. Bring your best price to your customers and they're going to stay loyal to you. Maybe you've got a different benefit in being able to service their equipment or, you know, whatever those things are, but make sure that, you know, you're bringing your best, putting your best foot forward and they're going to stick with you. They're going to be loyal. In fact, example, we have a customer who only will work with one supplier and they know that that costs them more money. They're able to see that in one place. We can take a snapshot of what that data is and we know they're seeing the different pricing, but they're selecting that supplier every time because they're loyal to that supplier and that rep. What that relationship is their business. Method's completely agnostic. We don't care who you purchase from. However, we want them to see what that relationship is costing them. That office is spending $1,000 a year $11,000 a year more to work with that supplier, but that's worth it to them for whatever that reason is. That's their decision and their choice. But they have the ability to do that. The benefit is knowing what that relationship is worth to them.
That's so cool. So how, walk me through the process of working with you. Like how, if I want to work with you, like what's the lift? How hard is it to start figuring out what's going on inside of my office and getting you in there?
So to get started, we just need to know what suppliers you want to work with and how restricted you want to create the solution. Method is customizable. So every practice is different. They all tell you they're different and we work, you know, different ways. So Method is the most customizable solution to help them grow in the ways that make most sense to them. So some want to lock everything down and have their teams only off order off of formulary and have the, you know, the lowest paid employee ordering. But the benefit is because of all the customization and roles and permissions, they're not going to mess anything up. We're not going to have any costly mistakes, but now we're decreasing the overhead overall on staffing as well. Other offices want to open it wide up so that they can see whatever they want. But the benefit of that is Method's going to help you set it up the way you want it set up. So in getting set up with Method, we want to know who your suppliers are, how customized you want it to be. And then we build out the platform for you and then train your team on how to use it. So you can start saving fairly quickly, depending on the size of your group and how many locations you have. Usually about 30 days from start to finish for, you know, 1 to 10 practices. Anything more than that, if we're going to implement all at once, it does, you know, open that up a little bit more because there's more nuances and customizations and more users to add, but usually about a month to get you up and going and saving.
Okay. So overall, I'm going to be saving. How do you guys make money?
We have a monthly subscription fee. So depending on what different solution you choose, we have an essentials model that works really great for single practices that don't need much restrictions or roles or permissions because it's like the doctor and, you know, 2 or 3 dental assistants, a couple hygienists and like the front desk people. So really, you know, anybody can, you can have as many seats on the platform, but it's just one set fee. And then we go up to an enterprise model, which becomes way more customizable, but also there's a lot more to it. We have an added receiving feature. We have an added approval feature. We've got reports. We've got a bunch of different options with the enterprise model so that you can customize based on what you're trying to do in the practice. So it's a flat monthly subscription fee, and there's 2 different models.
All right. Last question. Actually, 2 last questions for you. Okay. What's your favorite exercise at the gym?
Depends on the day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What's your favorite? Like your go-to? What's your go-to?
I love my gym time. Usually I go get on the treadmill and run. And I love doing pull-ups. I know that sounds so weird, but being a woman and being able to do pull-ups, I for years.
What's your max on pull-ups? How many can you do?
I think like repetitious, like 20, but I do like the kipping pull-ups. So you like kick yourself up and kind of get it going. Just flat pull-ups, no kipping, probably about 8 to 10.
That's really good. That's amazing.
It's taken years, but I'm the biggest gym rat. I love my gym time. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Last question. Okay. If someone wants to reach out to you and learn more about what you're doing or learn how to do pull-ups, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn, Atiya Black. But if you're looking for pull-ups and exercise advice, which free is what you get, or You can look up Method on method.com, request a demo or more information. And from there, let us know that you saw us on Gary's podcast so that we can give you that special savings through Gary.
You did a great job today. Thank you so much for coming on. You did really, really good. You help. If you can make me understand this stuff, then this is a no-brainer. I don't know why somebody wouldn't give you a call.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. You're very well known, well received. I'm super excited to be a part of it. And if I can help get you connected with anyone else or anyone that you want to interview or work with, I mean, you have great connections, but anything I can do to help you, please let me know.
Everybody. I want to get everybody on. So you shoot some people my way. I'd love to interview them. Thank you so much. You did great.